From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Debt collection agencies may get more aggressive when they go after unpaid medical bills. The Wall Street Journal reports today some hospitals have started auctioning off their uncollected health care bills to the highest bidder. For an explanation of where we're going with this, we turn to Marketplace's Bob Moon. Bob, what's the significance of this for people who maybe are behind in their medical bills? How would they notice a difference?
Well, on the surface, this isn't much different from the way that debt collection agencies usually work, Alex. They buy the right to collect outstanding debts at a discount, and they get a share of the take. The difference here is that some of these hospitals have started to auction off their debt on a couple of online websites that have been developed just for this purpose, and that turns the debt collection firms into bidders. The hospital may get more money, but the flip side of that is that buying the debt can become more expensive for the collectors, and this arrangement has the collectors either buying the debt outright or providing a guarantee of payment to the hospitals for access to these unpaid bills. Well, consumer groups think this could end up meaning the debt collectors are going to have to be more aggressive in going after the people who owe this debt, because these collectors are going to need to recoup their investment right up front.
Right. You know, there are consumer advocates and also healthcare advocates, many of them. What are they saying about this?
Well, for one thing, they say that once the bills get turned over to a collector, that separates the patient from possible financial assistance policies and other options that the hospitals might offer. We spoke a short time ago to Mark Rukavina. He's the executive director of the Boston-based Access Project, an advocacy group that's focused on medical debt.
Our advice to people who have medical bills that they're just struggling to pay is don't ignore them. You know, act promptly, whether you get a letter from the provider or a letter from a collection agency. We've just seen time and time again that people have been far more effective at working to resolve these bills and design repayment plans with providers than they have when the bills are held by other parties.
Consumer advocates say that even if a third party is involved, that doesn't stop you from contacting the medical provider directly to clarify exactly what you owe, for example.
You know, Bob, you mentioned that other businesses are doing this same kind of thing, but other businesses aren't hospitals. Isn't there a kind of PR danger here, that the perception that they're cracking down on poor patients?
Yeah, that does, in fact, seem to be on their minds right now. Some of these hospitals say that they're being very, very cautious here and kind of testing the waters, if you will, with these debt collection sites. And in some cases, they're actually reserving the right to call these debts back from the collectors if they need to, especially if they deserve special consideration or the patient deserves special assistance, that sort of thing.
Thanks. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.